What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the toast. And, you know what? I'm really struggling, Jax.
Because it's the final one?
No. Well, yes. Yes.
Why are you struggling?
So, it's such a layered story.
Well, good thing for us that we have all the time in the world that you love to tell stories and you love layers.
I do. Thank you so much for saying what I could not say. I want to give it my all. You know, as you mentioned, today is our last show before your very short maternity leave. And I was ready. Last night, I'm like, oh, I'm going to give these people an episode they'll never fucking forget. And I have had such a morning that all I want to do is, like, be negative queen. Like, you know.
Okay, tell me about your morning, and I'll tell you if the negativity is warranted.
Okay. It's not even a warranty. Like, I couldn't change it if I wanted to. It's my physical being now of negativity, you know?
Yeah, but the toast has a way of turning a negative into a positive. We also can turn a positive into a negative. It just depends.
Just give us enough time.
So tell me what's ailing you.
Okay. So Ben golfed this morning. I think he did, like, 9 holes at, like, the crack of dawn so he could do it before work. He's home already. Like, whatever. But that meant he woke up at 4:30. And he had the craziest, loudest, scariest alarm. And I've been up ever since.
Was it a new alarm? Oh, the one.
The one.
It's funny how we all actually have the same alarms. That's, like, kind of a great equalizer. We all have, like, the same 4 to choose from.
Now, I appreciate you trying to put a positive spin on this.
Listen, so you've been up since 4:30. It happens.
And let me tell you what I'm feeling. Anger, of course. Like, how my husband could be so thoughtless, so reckless, so dismissive, you know? I'm feeling tired. I'm not going to lie. I'm talking very slow. It's very not like me. And I'm feeling sad because all the plans I had, you know, to be like this kind of extraordinary podcast host today, it's not feeling like a possibility.
Anything is possible. Don't give up. But we're going to work through this. What did
now,
you do?
It goes without saying.
What did you do since 4:30 a.m.?
I'd be happy to tell you. Now, it goes without saying, I know you're a mom. You have 4:30 mornings every day. You know, my battle and your battle, my journey and your journey are not the same. So let's just keep that out of it, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I thought about contributing how my night went, you know, which it didn't go according to plan either.
It never does.
But I don't want to take away from your negative experience.
Thank you.
I don't want to minimize what you went through.
So I laid for about an hour till 5:30. Then I went on my phone, 5:30 to 6, posted some stuff on Instagram, which kind of alerted, you know, my inner circle that I was awake. My friend Abe called me. He had just got back from LA, so he must be, like, off kilter in terms of his timing as well. And he was also just laying in bed mad. We're just two people stewing in bed. And then I was like, you know what? Should we get breakfast? Because I was thinking, like, why don't I turn this negative into a positive?
Mm-hmm.
And I was fully prepared to do that. Like, I was tired, but I didn't feel, like, terrible. So I went and met Abe for breakfast. And then as we're sitting there, my friend Margot texts me. She's like, hey, I'm up too. I'm like, oh my God, come eat us for breakfast. So I actually had like a very nice, it was kind of like an episode of Seinfeld, just like a bunch of girlfriends and Abe sitting at a diner. You know, it was nice. And I was ready to kind of like conquer, make this my day, make today my bitch. And I'm sitting, I'm eating my eggs. I ordered something healthy. I'm like feeling good and proud of myself. And I just get hit. You know, like the wave of exhaustion that's like nausea.
Like I am vibes. Familiar. I am familiar.
So I was like, guys, I can't. Like, I just was broken at this diner. So I walked. I tried to, like, you know, get myself out of it. Keep trying to be positive because we ate, like, you know, up really uptown. I was going to walk home. I'm like, I'll get my blood flowing. After 10 blocks, I was like, girl, I got to get out of here. I hailed a cab. Actually ran into some toasters on Lexington Avenue. And then I got into a cab. Went home, and I've just been laying like a piece of shit in my bed ever since. Until we had to start recording. And my spirit has just kind of diminished. My will to live has certainly diminished, as has my joie de vivre. Mm-hmm. And now we're here.
Do you have a coffee?
I had a Diet Coke.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, but I'm banking on a nap. So, like, the coffee will have to wait.
If you're that tired, you'll fall asleep.
The coffee will have to wait.
Okay.
I'm not feeling like you're feeling bad for me.
No, I do because, you know, the what's hard for you is still hard for you, even though it's not the craziest thing. I want to move on from it, you know?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Like, you've shared your truth. We stand with you against Ben, as we always do.
Yeah, like... This is major. Like, I'm definitely thinking about contacting a lawyer. Like, that's how mad I am. Like, I'm going to sue.
Why did he do that? Like, why didn't he put on a delicate alarm, sleep on the couch? Oh.
So, he's golfed before and woken up early, and he always, like, disturbs me, but never to the point that it, like, fully wakes me up. Today was, like, another level of carelessness. And I think we've learned a lot, you know, from this experience as a family. If you want to golf in the morning, you have to sleep on the couch.
Yeah. Or maybe, I mean, you didn't fall back asleep. Maybe, were you hungry?
No.
It happens.
And I'm not really looking for, like, any sort of reasoning to put the blame on me. Like, oh, you woke up because you were hungry, not because of Ben's alarm.
I'm just always trying to find learnings for the next time.
Yeah, my learning is couch.
Yeah.
My learning is, I'm about to start ruling this house with an iron fist when it comes to golf. Like, we've taken this way too far.
That's insane that he would choose to wake up at 4:30 to do something. Like, yeah. What is more pleasant than an extra 5 hours of sleep?
No, if somebody was like, you can meet Taylor Swift, but it's at 5 a.m, I'd be like, well, tell her I say hello.
Send my regards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's really crazy. Like, the golf obsession has gotten out of control.
I agree. Like, this is really kind of
and we're going into the weekend, like, golf on the weekend.
Literally.
Golf on the weekend. Golf on the weekend. No?
What were you singing?
Love on the Weekend. But I made it my own. Okay, that's what I
was thinking too. Yeah, yeah, but it didn't sound like
it. I made it my own.
Golf on the Weekend. It is hard.
Yeah.
Like.
What's the next line? It's like the same thing.
Love on the Weekend. Why don't I know how that song goes?
It's like Love on the Weekend.
Love on the Weekend.
So now you understand my struggle.
So we made it our own.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand your struggle, but I don't think you understand mine.
I do understand yours because I've literally been in that place where I've woken up at 4:30 and then had to stay up like till it was just go time. And then do hit a wall and crash, and that happens to be the time that we're recording.
Yeah, I am definitely like not letting this mar the final episode. Like I will persevere. I will be strong because I'm an incredibly strong person. And I know nobody, you know, who's currently on earth has ever dealt with something as difficult as what I'm dealing with currently. Like, I fully understand that. And, like, I know you don't have to say it. Like, I am a hero. So, and, like, I feel hungover. Oh, my God, I did have, like, 2 sips of wine last night. Do you think that's what's going on?
You had 2 sips?
Like, literally 2 sips.
Nah.
You don't think?
Where'd you go to dinner?
Amaranth.
Oh, you guys love – I figured you went somewhere, like, neighborhoodly.
Yeah, I went to dinner with two of my friends from high school and their husbands, and I, like, brought them to one of my favorite restaurants, and, like, it was – you know when restaurants are just having an off night? Like, everything in the kitchen is rotten, and it just wasn't good.
I guess. Yeah.
It was bad. And I was like, I brought shame to my household. I'm like, oh, me and Ben love this place.
Me and Ben are disgusting.
No, like, me and Ben have no taste. It was humiliating.
I'm sorry. So it's just loss, it's okay, after loss for Turdy Lou.
It is. But again, final episode before your break. I'm like, that's so dramatic. Like, there'll be Patreon episodes. Like, there'll be plenty of content.
You guys will be hearing from us, but not the traditional toast.
And you know what? I can't lie. Like, it does feel good. Like, the way people are, like, losing their minds. They're like, you should have given us more warning. Like, as if we could have planned anything about Jackie's pregnancy. But I digress. The way people are so mad. Like, I've never felt more loved and relevant in my life. So.
I know. It's nice to be missed.
It is. You know what? I think we need to, like, the one thing our show is missing. There's just one thing.
Yeah.
It's mystery. Because we're just, like, always sharing everything.
It's so true.
And maybe after this month, we'll kind of be like those, like, mysterious girls. We'll, like, those podcasters. Yeah, they're so mysterious.
We'll be like Mystery Dow Jones.
Literally.
Yeah, I agree. We need to inject some mystery into the pod. So after today, we'll see you on the Patreon where you can uncover the mysteries.
Yep. But, you know, by the way, Jackie, we could be unmysterious for a price.
Oh, for sure.
Wait, also, now that it's, like, the final episode before your leave, how are you feeling? Like, can we get a little pregnancy update?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I mean, pregnancy-wise, physical-wise, like, I am broken, especially, like, towards, as the day goes on, like, I just break down. By mm-hmm. the night, I just can't stop, like, groaning and complaining. I'm just like, ooh, and I'm always like, ooh, and Zach's like, what? I'm like, right. It just is.
He's, like, grabbing the hospital bag.
Yeah, he's like, what was that? I'm like, just life.
Right. Just everything. Just existence.
He was like, was it a kick? I'm like, no, the kicks don't hurt. Like, it's everything right. else. Like, it's right. breaking my back. Streisand is the only one who understands what I'm going through. I believe that. And it's just, it's really getting physically very painful and uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is really the word. Like, I'm very uncomfortable. Right now, in the mornings, I feel good because I get, like, to sleep. I'm off my feet for however many hours. And I wake up feeling refreshed. But as the day goes on, I just really deteriorate, and it's really increased in intensity.
Can I ask you a question that might be personal, and you can just, like, say no, I'm not answering?
Oh, sure.
So something I've noticed just, like, being at your house and, like, being on FaceTime with you all the time is that you have foregone bras.
No. And so I wear like the Hatch maternity bras, which are for pregnancy and nursing. And that's what I wear around my house all day most of the time. This morning, I didn't put a bra on yet. But when you come over, I'm always wearing, like, it's a very, very loose bra. So it doesn't dig in at all. It doesn't provide a ton of support, but it's more than nothing.
Got it. Because I would imagine, like, for girls like us, like, not wearing a bra is, like, crazy.
No. The digging in is worse than...
Got it. Than the sagging.
Than, like, carrying your boobs.
Yeah.
And you just want freedom. Like, I'm also not wearing pants, mm-hmm. not wearing a waistband. Like, I'm wearing a nightgown. And those, I love the Hatch maternity bras, though. Like, if you are looking for a tiny bit of support, no digging in.
Right.
Them. They sent me, like, 6 of them. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thanks for answering.
Yeah.
Okay, how about another personal question? How's your mucus plug?
I don't know.
I have become obsessed with mucus plugs since I found out what they were on your last pregnancy. And I'm always asking my pregnant friends, I'm like, how's your mucus plug? They're like, how do you know that?
Yeah, but okay, I'm sure. Cool.
No, they're like, I'm feeling like I'm going to go early. I'm like, well, did your mucus plug fall out?
But it's not always so textbook.
No, I know. But, like, I just want to impress people with, like, the things that I know.
Got it. With Harry, so many things were, like, so textbook pregnancy, like a movie. It was just, like, crazy. I guess it was nice that it was the first one and so many things, like, went as they should because it prepares you for what to expect. Because now
It makes sense that it was, like, a movie because you gave birth to a movie star.
Oh, totally.
Baby Harry.
Yeah. So just coming down to the wire, trying to stay comfortable. And
do you want me to give you a foot massage when I come over later?
If you can do a good one. Zach's been getting a little better.
You would let me touch your feet?
For sure. I don't know if your skills would be, like, worth the touching.
Trust and believe. I got you.
Also, at the time you come over is not really when I'm, like, craving one.
Okay, when Zach is giving you foot rubs, I think about this all the time because, like, I always make Ben rub my feet, and he's, like, he's good at it, but, like, stops after 10 seconds. He's like, I've been doing this for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But, like, I imagine, like, I always think, I'm like, you know, like, when I am pregnant, God willing, you will never stop. Like, not for one moment, not to go to the bathroom. Like, you will rub my feet till your hands bleed.
You think.
No? Okay, so that's what I was asking. Like,
last night, Zach was giving me a foot massage. It was actually going well, and I wasn't, like, begging for him to stop, because he usually just does it so bad that I'm like, forget it.
Right. So he was weaponized incompetence.
He was doing a nice job, and I was like, okay, more. And it was literally maybe 5 minutes total, and he was like, oh. Like, you think that when you get pregnant, your husband's just going to, like, give you massages all day, every day, but, like, they really don't.
That's insane.
And unless it's good, like, one of my irks is, like, being rubbed in the same place over and over again. Yes. And it, like, hurts and just becomes tender and is doing nothing. Yes. So unless it's good, I don't even want it.
100%. I feel that, like, completely. I hate when people, like, keep rubbing on the same spot. Oh my God. It's like a sensory thing.
Yeah. No, it's really, really irks me. But, like, when I go get a pedicure or something, I get my feet rubbed. It's wonderful. So it's not me.
No, a pedicure, chair, like, massage, even for a few minutes, is, I think, you know, the closest to heaven I'll ever get.
Yeah. So it's not me. It's just him and his skills. And I think, like, just like we have to take, you know, labor and birthing classes, men should have to take massage classes when their wives get pregnant.
Oh, my God. I love that.
There's no reason that the massage shouldn't be good. You have big, strong hands.
And also, like, it's a massage. It's not rocket science. Right. You can figure it out.
Right.
Watch a YouTube video.
Yeah. No, I think that should be normalized.
I love that. Love.
Yeah, but, you know.
Somebody should offer, like, one of those places that does, like, prenatal classes. Like, there's, like, a class for women on the breathing. They throw the men in a corner and teach them how to massage.
So they actually, in those prenatal classes, they do teach the men how to massage through labor pains. Like, there are certain.
No, not the same.
But I don't, like, at that point, no offense, your massage isn't helping me. I'm talking about the 10 months prior.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, free idea.
Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by BarkBox. BarkBox is a monthly themed box of original toys, delicious treats, and unleashed joy. Every box is tailored to your dog's unique needs and personality, designed to make them happy. BarkBox is made by Bark, the dog-obsessed company with one goal: to make dogs as happy as they make us. So I've been a BarkBox member. It was literally the first thing I did when I knew I was getting a dog, and it's so fabulous because I feel like to keep up with the endless cycle of toys and treats and things to keep them occupied, it can cost a lot of money, and it's also just, like, a lot of work to keep replacing them. You know, they chew through a lot of the toys. BarkBox just shows up every month, that I have never once since I've had Theo run out of toys or run out of treats. I always have them on hand, and they're themed really cute, like with certain holidays. They do, like, really, really cute boxes, so it's always fun. Theo literally knows when the box is arriving. He gets, like, crazy, and he makes me give him a treat and his new toy, and he's occupied for the entire afternoon. It's really fabulous. And playtime isn't just for pups. It's also for the pup parents. Every BarkBox is designed to bring dogs and humans together. Opening your monthly BarkBox becomes a special tradition for the whole family. It's also hard to beat the value and convenience of the box. Every month, you're getting high-quality dog goodies delivered right to your door. And BarkBox is just making dogs happy, which really, we have to be incredibly grateful to them for that. Sign up now, and BarkBox will double your first box for free. That's twice the toys, twice the treats, and the chews. To start spoiling your dog, visit BarkBox.com/toast. That's BarkBox.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Modern Fertility. Think back to sex ed for a moment. You probably learned all about how to prevent pregnancy, but how about how to plan for it? If you're a big fan of planning ahead like we are, scheduling trips months in advance, plotting out your next big career move, and you've never thought about planning for kids, definitely check out Modern Fertility. It's why it was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than the average woman your age, and you'll also get other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179, and if you go to modernfertility.com/toast, you can get $20 off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA or your HSA. So if you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound information about your body can help you make a decision that's right for you. So right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. That means your test will cost just $159, which when you think about what it would cost at a fertility clinic is literally a fraction of the price. So get that $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. That's modernfertility.com/TOAST, modernfertility.com/toast.
Can I ask you a question? And like, it might be my like, you know, tired hangover making me like self-conscious, but like, you seem like annoyed with me. Are you?
No.
Not. Are you mad at me? No. Oh, that like was not a sufficient answer. You're like,
no. No, I'm trying to reflect. No, like I'm taking what you said.
Okay.
I'm reflecting on the last 17 minutes and I'm trying to see what could make you think that. And if in that time I became annoyed with you.
Yeah, like if you're just, you know, like pregnant, that's fine. But like if I did something, like let me know.
No, I don't think that you did.
Okay. I just feel like I'm like being annoying and I'm just trying not to be, but like, I don't know what I did to be annoying, you know?
No, I'm.
Or it's all in my head.
I'm internalizing. No, maybe if I listen back, like maybe you're not making it up. I'm internalizing what you said though, which is why it paused. Cause I'm not just going to be like, no.
The hesitation like definitely gave me pause.
The hesitation was meant to indicate that I took your question seriously.
I so appreciate that, Sheldon. That was so something Sheldon would say.
So, no, I don't believe I'm annoyed at you.
In conclusion, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're just, like, kind of giving, like, annoyed older sister energy. Like,
I don't think that I am, but if I am, I apologize.
No apologies necessary.
I know you had a hard morning. I don't mean to add to your burden.
No. I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Not us having a fight.
No, I'm now trying to think back to, like, what Jackie, I said.
Are we in a fight?
Shut up. Okay, now you're looking for a fight.
And now we are.
No, now you are looking for a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
You'll find one.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I just need to open the bedroom door and I'm ready to unleash.
Oh, true. Have you not unleashed yet?
No, I was, like, as he was getting home, I was setting up. So I was clipped.
So what is it going to look like?
Honestly, I feel like there's real power in the silent treatment. Like, I don't want to, I think I really need to be like seriously, like no talking.
Okay. That's one of my favorite modes.
Me of too. Treatment. It's a mighty powerful weapon.
It is, but you have to have patience. You have to have the stomach for it, for them to even like notice that you're ignoring them.
What is more humiliating than being like, I'm not talking to my husband and literally he doesn't even know.
He has no idea. Luckily for me, I'm an extremely patient person, so it works for me. But I could see you being like, I'm bored. Let's talk.
Yeah. I'm bored. We're fine.
Yeah. Let's move on. I'm sorry for ignoring you.
I don't know if you know this, but like I have been ignoring you and like that was really not cool of me. I'm sorry.
Literally.
Should we dive in? I feel like that's what we're here to do.
It is what we're here to do. We have some really nice stories to wrap up the week. I feel like all the stories this week have really been piggybacking off of one another. So
yes, it's been update after update.
I think today's episode will tie up a number of loose ends.
Also, we're going into, you know, night two of Eras LA. And I want to say, just like a promise, if a singular Kardashian, because we have, I think, six shows left. There's a ton of shows in LA. If a singular Kardashian goes to the Eras tour, just one of them, there will be an emergency podcast on Patreon. I will probably sit down with Margo or someone who cares, and I just, don't worry, okay? Because that's what been my concern. Like the timing of your maternity leave is amazing. Like August is such a slow month, but it's LA Eras and we've been talking about it for so long. So if anything happens, last night no one was there, if anything happens there will be an episode, don't worry.
What were the songs last night?
Stay I can see you waiting down the hall with me. And then it was either Maroon or Stay. No, it was Maroon. It was Maroon.
They're getting to be like not that.
Well, Maroon, she had already played, so it was a repeater. And I Can See You was a new song. It's honestly my least favorite vault song.
Yeah.
God, I just had like a stroke. My least favorite vault song. So I'm okay with these. Yeah, no. Like, I don't know why everyone's treating LA so special. I don't know why she did the most shows there. Like, if she had announced six shows anywhere, all six of them would have sold out. Like, LA's not special. Everybody there needs to calm down and they're annoying me. Wow.
I'm just jealous.
Well, yeah, I just feel like the surprise songs are kind of losing their luster. I don't know if it's because this has gone on for so long or because, like, she gave, like, a song from a recent album and a Vault song. Like, and for people who are, like, passive fans, not even me, because I think I'm a very active fan compared to the average American. But mm-hmm. the people who are passive fans, like, they don't fucking know those Vault songs backwards and forwards.
Yeah, I think, like, the amount of passive fans at these shows is, like, less and less. Either because passive fans are becoming activated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's it. The only reason. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But for me, any show where Peace isn't played is a win. I think it's, like, pretty obvious now. It'll never be played. It's just, like, not a song that's even – it's not even an option. So I don't even I used to wait up for, like, every show. I don't even check. Especially with these West Coast times. Girl, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. I mean, what – so even if you waited up and checked, then what would happen? Then you still have to go to bed.
It's an amazing point that you raise. Yeah.
So you might as well find out in the morning.
And if my husband keeps waking me up as early as he does, I'll be the first one to know on the East Coast.
Totally. You could get a flight in time for the next show.
Literally. All right. So let's dive in, girly girl.
Let's get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know today.
Great.
Thank you, Claudia. Our first story, is this the big first step to Meghan Markle's comeback?
Wait. I'm obsessed. There's actually a lot going on with Meghan Markle. Did you see her at her 42nd birthday party?
Yeah. Looking like the Snatcher.
Glamour. Oh my God. I'm obsessed.
So today is her 42nd birthday party. And insiders are saying that she is getting on Instagram with her Instagram page ready to roll out after quietly getting ready to make a comeback online. So the handle at Meghan already has like a couple thousand followers, and people are speculating that it is Meghan's personal account that will be forthcoming with content soon. And that is going to be like one way that she comes back into the spotlight.
No, I'm, like, extremely here for it. And I actually think this isn't a bad idea. I think, you know, sharing your life on social media is a great way to, like, show who you are. And mm-hmm. I feel like so much of – I feel like she definitely feels misunderstood in a lot of ways and a lot of the things that are written about her. So to be able to just, like, put out your own narrative and your own content, like, I kind of love this for her. And, like, this is, like, who she was before she was a royal. Like, her blog, the TIG, she's very lifestyle. I feel like it's going to be very, like, Oprah, Martha Stewart, farm vibes. I'm here for it, 100%. And that outfit, that birthday party, I never saw somebody look so beautiful in my life. And that wasn't even, like, a good, high-quality paparazzi photo.
Yeah, no, she did look wonderful celebrating her birthday. I agree that Instagram could be a good avenue for her to take a stab at, like, becoming, yeah. like, a lifestyle influencer. I feel like, one, from what we've seen of their lives, like, it's very aesthetic. Beautiful. You know, they have the chickens, and mm-hmm. she could do the whole Martha Stewart thing, maybe a little Joanna Gaines sprinkled on top, yes. like, cooking, home, family, mom. And she should give that a shot as her next, yeah. like, career path. I think that might really work out for her.
I completely agree. I will definitely follow. But this is all like a conspiracy theory. Nobody knows for sure if this random account that popped up called at Meghan is her. I mean, it's a good guess.
It's a pretty good guess. And it would make sense as like her next foray as her yeah. career. The only thing that I think that she will need to like be very conscious of is like being actually authentic, and like the way that her podcast came off so produced to people. Like people yeah. don't like to see that stuff on social media where it's like all, you know, high quality images, like not iPhone pictures, all caption, like it needs to be semi-real.
Yeah, no, I think you make a really good point, especially as it pertained to the podcast, where there are really no successful, highly produced podcasts. Like they're all just very raw, very real, no time limit.
Unless they are like a storytelling podcast, like fiction.
Yes, sorry, I'm talking about like hosted by people,
yeah.
for people. Instagram, like you can be very produced if you want to, and it's not the worst thing in the world, but if she wants to utilize it in the way that I think she does, you're right, it needs to have, you know, a dash of authenticity. Like it needs to kind of look like she runs it herself, even though she probably doesn't, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, there will be a content calendar and a schedule, as there should yeah. be, but they need to focus on making it feel very real, because I feel like that's been the criticism from some of her other projects. And that's also what works on Instagram, like relatability with yep. a little bit of aspiration. You know, it's a recipe. And I think it could be a recipe for success for her.
Yeah, I think yesterday was a very good PR day for Meghan Markle. She looked stunning. Everyone's excited about her Instagram. I'm excited about her Instagram. I think this is good.
Yeah, so hopefully she would start to post soon if this is really her. A source told Page Six that she was set to, like, come back to Instagram right before her podcast launch, but then she changed her mind, so it's just, like, sitting there now. And she had said in her interview with The Cut that she was going to come back to Instagram, and then she never did. So it's not so far-fetched.
No, it's not. Definitely not. Especially, and that's, like, her passion.
With,
like,
everyone watching Suits, like, that's part of the restreaming process, is you get a bunch of Instagram followers.
Me and Ben sat down last night, and I'm like, we're going to start a new show, Suits. And he was like, oh, okay. And then the first episode's an hour and a half, and it was already, like, 9:30, and we were just not wanting to stay up that late. But he's like, I'm so down, just, like, not right now.
I keep telling Zach, like, he should watch Suits, because he watches, like, that, I don't know what kind of show that is called, but that's, like, what he watches. He watches, like, Designated Survivor, like, all people in offices, in high-powered jobs, stomping around. Like, and I'm like, it's Suits, like, you should watch.
He should.
He hasn't been influenced yet, but maybe he will be. But last night we actually were watching Quarterback.
Oh.
It's like a really cute, not cute, it's a good concept for a show. It follows like three quarterbacks this season, like three real ones. They're all real.
I thought it was just Patrick Mahomes.
No, Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. And they're all very different quarterbacks and like in different phases of their career.
Oh, so you had told me about it, and I told Ben, I'm like, we should watch it. I thought it was like such a nice thing for me to say. He was like, no, I want to watch Sean White's documentary, The Snowboarder. So we watched that. It was good. I like seeing Nina Dobrev. Ben is like obsessed. He grew up in like the Billabong X Games. Ben used to fucking love the X Games. Like, so it's really his passion. I like couldn't really care, but I did like a lot of the Olympic footage. Like, I enjoyed it.
Very cool. What's crazy is I was enjoying Quarterback enough, like, you know, one eye on, one eye off, same with Zach. But Zach was the one who turned it off because, as I said, and he agreed, it was too much football. It was like we were rewatching games that, like, if you care about these games, you've already seen. There was behind-the-scenes stuff, but, like, there was literally would be, like, 5 minutes of, like, game content. And it's like, we saw these games. It was last year.
Yeah, no, that's annoying.
And so Zach said it was too much football.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but it was cute, and it seems like a pretty cool concept that they, like, literally got to follow Patrick Mahomes for a year, and he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is cool.
But Kirk Cousins seems like a really nice guy.
Let me look him up. I don't know what he looks like. Is he cute?
He's really cute. He's very,
Kirk, like, is such an underrated name. Oh, what a cutie.
And him and his wife are, and they have, like, kids. They're very normal, and apparently she dresses him for all of his games. And she just, like, shops at, like, Sam's Club and Target. And, like, all of his shirts, like, go viral because people are, like...
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with his wife.
His style isn't, like, great, but it's, like, her picking them out.
And who was the other guy?
Marcus Mariota. He had an interesting story, too. It was his
first... Is he Italian? Mariota?
It was his first season with the Falcons.
Oh, my God, wait, he's also, like, and very also, handsome.
And also, his wife and Patrick Mahomes' wife at the time of filming are pregnant. So there's just, like, lot going on in the life of a quarterback, which I think is the Marcus point of Mariota the show. Marcus
Mariota is incredibly hot. Yeah. How have I never heard of this person?
I know. I said to Zach that's the only name that, like, didn't ring a bell. He said that wasn't surprising. But it's also because he, like, has kind of bounced around a little. This was, like, a big first season for him.
Understood.
And I think, based on, like, the, you know, coming up this season stuff, he might have gotten, like, benched at one point.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, that's kind of embarrassing when you have a Netflix doc.
Right. So it was pretty cool that they got that.
That is.
Yeah. I won't be watching anymore, but I enjoyed what I did watch.
Okay.
So Megan might be on Instagram. Stay tuned. Are you staying tuned?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to say the next story.
Okay, next story. Beyonce has a very interesting object on her rider for the Renaissance World Tour that is making waves. Beyonce is bringing on her Renaissance Tour to every stop a like little golf cart box full of her own toilet seats.
I'm sorry, what's a golf cart box?
Like, it's a box that has to be like put into it. Like, if I showed, let me send you this picture, you'll...
Is it like a toilet she can use on a golf cart?
No. I think they put their own toilet seats onto the toilets at the arena.
Stadium. I mean, I do feel like, you know, sanitizing them is probably enough. Also, there's not like that many people who go to the personal bathroom of the big dressing room in an arena. But I understand.
Unless it's like a Toto toilet seat and it's warm.
Oh, I see this picture. Okay. So she's bringing her own toilet seats. You know what? I feel like at a certain point, like, all the shit on someone's ride. Or, like, Beyonce probably doesn't even know.
I think she does. I think this is, honestly, goals. Like, first, I think it's a Toto toilet seat. Because, really, like, to bring, swap out one toilet seat for another.
Can you just attach a toilet seat? Can you just attach a Toto toilet seat to a regular toilet?
Maybe Beyonce has a travel Toto. Maybe they've made one.
So you're saying they are uninstalling the toilet in her dressing
room? No, no. Just the part you put your ass on.
No, but I'm saying Toto, like being a heated seat and everything, you need it to connect it to a Toto toilet in order for it to work.
I think that she has a travel Toto.
That doesn't need to be connected to a Toto.
That right, that you could put on any old bowl.
Let's see if they do,
and
Toto.
And it'll warm and spray you and wipe your ass.
Oh, you're 100% right. They do sell just the seat with the bidet. It's $500.
I think she has that on her tour, and I think she should.
It comes in cotton and Sedona beige.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I could see that. It has air dryer, a heated seat, cleansing spray, deodorizer. Yeah, I see that.
Those are all things you need on a tour.
So true. You got to keep that pussy tight when you're, you know, entertaining thousands.
Yeah. I think it's very ingenious, and more people should do it. Assuming that's what the toilet seat is. But the box is literally labeled toilet seat. So, like, they are bringing – and it says Beyonce toilet seats. They're bringing their own toilet seats.
If you had a rider, what would be, like, the craziest thing on it?
Nothing at the moment because I'm very low maintenance. But if I ever reached world tour status, I'm sure I would have built up to some really exciting –
I probably have a frozen yogurt machine, and I need them to transport my personal bed to every venue so I can lay in bed until the minute I have to go on stage.
Yeah.
Just some initial thought starters. I actually do have a rider when I'm on tour, but it's very simple, like snacks, tequila, mirror, handheld fan, you know, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. One day you'll get to bring your own toilets.
Yeah, one of these days.
Dream
Let's keep
big.
Going the podcast. Dream big. Today's episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. Summer is the time to make memories with your kids. Whether you're staying at home or heading out on adventures, KiwiCo invites kids and kids at heart to celebrate the season of discovery through hands-on fun. So KiwiCo is a company that delivers monthly science and art projects that turn curiosity into creativity. From creating giant bubbles to experimenting with ice cream, kids will learn in a seriously fun and hands-on way. And there's something for everyone. So you can discover subscription lines for kids of all ages, ranging from infants to preschoolers all the way up to teens. If you are a parent or you spend any amount of time with children, you know that it can be really hard to keep them, you know, entertained and occupied. And if they're learning, that's a huge bonus, you know, without just throwing the TV on. So KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside and explore and keep them off their screens. They have awesome projects from the KiwiCo store, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, which helps turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. They make it easy to discover on the go, so everything you need comes in a crate, including the materials and easy to follow instructions. It's the perfect travel boredom buster for the entire family. As a parent, we know it can be hard to create and find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. They do the legwork for you at KiwiCo, so you can spend quality time tackling the projects together. There's something for kids of all ages, and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. Have an awesome summer with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TOAST at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. The promo code is TOAST, spelled, of course, TOAST. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, from products to content to time. It's all in one place, and it's all on your terms. Now, in this day and age, you gotta have a website. Whether you're, you know, starting an e-commerce business, starting your own business, creating a side hustle, a website is a perfect place for people to be able to contact you, see all your previous work, and just get to know you. But it can be really daunting to create a website. It can be really hard. And Squarespace is just that platform. They make it so easy. They have amazing features. Anyone can do it. You can get your website up and running in a matter of, you know, minutes. They have great features. So if you're looking to sell merch, you can do that. If you're looking to create an online store, you can do that. They have flexible templates that are really easy to use and are going to make your website look super, super professional. You can do email campaigns with Squarespace. You can, you know, show your video collections. You can do a point of sale. So if you want to start selling stuff in real life, you can use the Square Reader on the Squarespace app. You can keep your orders, your inventory, and your customer data in sync with your online store. So again, today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. And of course, we do have a code for you guys. Head to squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Today's episode is also brought to you by Stamps.com. When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. And Stamps.com, they get it, because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money. So you can focus on your business knowing Stamps.com has all of your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates. So with Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. The best part is that they offer premium discounts, because running a business is not cheap, especially when it comes to fulfilling orders for your customers. Luckily, Stamps.com has a huge carrier discounts. They get up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. They've been your postage partner for the last 25 years. They've been an indispensable resource for over a million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services that you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. There's no lines, no traffic, and no waiting. So set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code TOAST and you'll get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, STAMPS.com, click the microphone at the top of the page and enter code TOAST. That's code TOAST. Thank you, Stamps.com, for sponsoring today's episode.
Okay, next story is a little more tour news, because Taylor Swift has announced more Eras tour dates for the U.S. and Canada in fall 2024. You guys, this is so exciting. Taylor posted yesterday. Turns out it's not the end of an era. Miami, New Orleans, Indy, and Toronto. The Eras tour is coming to you in 2024 with Gracie Abrams. And she gave us dates. So next fall, Taylor in Miami. Like, I'll be there.
So crazy, because she started this tour in like the spring of 2023. I guess it's like not that crazy.
No, it's not
like
that
over
crazy.
A year. Oh, okay. She's just doing a lot.
It's just crazy that she's like coming back after everything that she's doing overseas.
So crazy. I was literally just about to sit here and be like, I can't believe this tour has been like end up lasting 3 years. I don't know how to do any math.
No, it's 3 to 4 years in Claudia's book.
But it's quite literally like 14 months.
Yeah, so far. I feel like she'll wind up adding more U.S. Yeah. dates if she's coming back.
And more parts of Canada, because Toronto is just one eastern city.
Right. But I'm so glad that we have confirmation for Florida, because I will get to go to the Eras tour, which was something that I made peace with.
Yeah.
That I couldn't go, and I was totally okay with that. But this will be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm having you know.
To get tickets?
Yeah.
More so than the first time?
It's just a different part of the country that she didn't go to. She did Tampa, actually, so maybe it'll be, like, a little less. No, it's still, it's just, it's crazy no matter what.
Yeah. Well, we'll do the queue. If that doesn't work, we'll overpay on StubHub.
Yep.
But we're going to go. We're going to have a nice time.
I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'll clear my fall 2024.
Yeah, and then also what was so exciting was Luke posted yesterday to wrap up his U.S. tour, Luke Holmes, and he said that's the end of the U.S. tour for now.
Not Luke leaving Easter eggs.
Luke told me he's coming back to the U.S.
You will definitely be able to see all the concerts that you missed. So you should feel good about that. Like, you're fine. And then you get to also have a child, which is fabulous.
So fabulous. The only one now I'm waiting on, but I'm not going to get greedy, because 2 out of 3, like, is enough for me, Diane. I didn't think I would get one. Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that show's ever going to be rescheduled.
No, he rescheduled a ton of shows for the fall.
Oh.
He would have to add
MetLife?
Whatever shows he didn't do because of his loss of voice.
Dang. Yeah.
I believe those are in the fall. But I'm hoping that he adds more dates, because those cities were not like, I mean, I guess I could go if I wanted to, but that doesn't really work for me.
So wait, Jax, what are your surprise songs? Like, what do you want?
For Tailored?
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know for Luke. I'm more interested in Luke's surprise songs because apparently all my favorite songs don't get played at his show.
But by the way, you know that he does do a surprise song?
What was yours?
Before the show, they have this QR code. It's like scan it and vote. He gives you three options. One of them is that Ed Sheeran song Dive that he's like very famous for covering. One is, I don't remember. I think.
But what was your guys? You guys had like a sponsored song.
Yeah, that's it. T-Mobile like does. And I believe it was See Me Now from the album.
Got it. Or was it Still?
Or it was Still.
That would be an amazing surprise song.
Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember. I'm like my amnesia. Okay, what are your Taylor songs?
Okay, I'm going. I just looked at my Taylor, like my like songs on Spotify. Search Taylor. I have some Midnight's favorites, but they're all like kind of sad. I don't know if that's the vibe.
Okay.
Like Snow on the Beach, she doesn't play, right?
She has.
Or
it's actually like one of the first.
I like Bigger Than the Whole Sky too, but it's just like not the vibe.
I don't think she's played it. I think that's like actually too sad.
Yeah, agreed. So I shall keep going. I want one of the classics, honestly.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know. Like, let me go to her.
Are you okay?
Her album.
It's overwhelming.
It is. And I just like, a lot of my favorite songs, like, she plays already. Like, I'm not trying to.
Right. Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does she plays The Archer?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be okay. I'll take what I get. I'm excited. I just hope no Vault songs because I'm not activated.
What about, like, All Too Well 10-Minute Version? That's a Vault song.
No, but that's in the set list.
Yeah.
No Vault songs has surprise songs.
What about Better Man?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's a Vault song.
Oh, I don't think of it as a Vault song. I think of it as like a song she wrote.
A cover.
Yeah.
It's a cover.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so great. I'm so glad that you're going to get to experience the magic.
Christmas Tree Farm. That's what I want.
Oh, my God. When's the show?
October.
Shit.
That would be such a good surprise song. Tree
Farm. That song is literally low-key amazing.
Amazing.
And dance under sparkling lights.
And all these, like, I love Evermore and Folklore, but when I look at the titles of the songs, like, I don't know what song it is until I listen to it. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
But that's not what it's like for you?
No, because I'm, like, a scholar in Evermore and Folklore studies.
Does she play Gold Rush?
No.
That I would like.
Yes, that's a very good song.
Okay, so Gold Rush and Christmas Tree Farm.
Who are the openers for the U.S. shows?
Gracie Abrams.
Okay, good, because when Haim comes, she doesn't play Tis the Damn Season. She cancels that one and brings them out for No Body, No Crime.
Well, it's good, because I'll probably have to go to the bathroom at some point.
No, yeah. I went to the bathroom during, this is going to be a very hot take.
Okay.
Lover.
What song? Lover?
Lover.
Okay.
It's like not my favorite song.
But that's really early in the show, no?
I was drinking. Like, I really had to pee.
But you broke the seal. How many more times did you pee?
I peed 5 times at the first show. Oh, my. And
but you also, you had a bathroom in your suite.
No. Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. So the first time when I went in a suite, I peed at 22. And I only peed once and it was perfect.
No regrets.
Then when me and Margo just bought random tickets the night of for MetLife Night 1, we had seats right by a bathroom. When I say it was a 3-second walk, and it was like weirdly no line. I peed 5 times, and I peed during Lover, and then the other 4 times I peed when she was talking in between songs, and I didn't miss anything.
Wow. Yeah, I would definitely go pee for 22. I Knew You Were Trouble.
I don't think, did she play I Knew You Were Trouble? I don't think she does.
And what's the other song from that, from Red that's so
All
annoying?
Too Well 10-Minute Version, she does. Oh, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Yep. Oh, taking a dump. Bathroom.
Yeah, by the way, that and 22 are like back to back. I was in the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom.
Changing my tampon. It's giving red.
Applying my lipstick.
Literally.
Getting
also
a snack.
Giving red.
Getting a drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's so funny.
But you have to time it good because Red All Too Well 10-Minute Version, like that is like what I'm most excited to hear.
Totally. It's really like a religious experience.
Yeah. So thank you, Taylor, for that. Very exciting for me. Our next story, a little more world tour news, sort of. Doja Cat teases Victoria's Secret World Tour performance.
Oh, yeah.
So, welcome to the Boss Bitch World Tour. Doja Cat revealed she will headline the upcoming Victoria's Secret World Tour, the lingerie brand's revamped fashion show, in a new interview with Harper's Bazaar Thursday. And she rocks some very racy lingerie looks for the event. The program will debut on Amazon Prime in September, on September 26th. And I guess Doja is the performer?
So, but they've rebranded. Like, it's not the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, VSFW.
It's no, Victoria's Secret World Tour. Are they actually going on a tour?
No, I don't know. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. It's part fashion show, part documentary. But is there a tour?
No, I don't think so. But I have to imagine they changed the name because, like, the association was negative from, like, all the years that they did the show, even though I think people still, like, fondly look back on it. Like, even, you know, say what you want about body image or whatever. Like, it was a fabulous night on television. Like, it was, like, a kind of like a cultural event.
Yeah, it was. And also, it's, like, still called Victoria's Secret. Whether you want to call it Victoria's Secret Fashion Show or Victoria's Secret World Tour, like, we're not dumb. We know what we're watching.
No, so true. Not Victoria's Secret, like, thinking we're stupid.
So you might as well just, like, capitalize on the brand equity that you do have instead of confusing me with a world tour.
And I feel like one performer is not a lot. I think towards the end, they were doing, like, three. Like, Taylor was there with Fall Out Boy. Like, they had, like, a bunch of collabs.
Yeah, they would do, like, around three performers, and they were always so good.
Yeah.
Though I do think so Doja,
of the moment.
Doja Cat is really the perfect choice for this.
Me too, but who else would be cast if, let's say, they did three?
Then you have to, like, switch it up because she kind of has, like, the pop girly covered.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like Olivia Rodrigo. Because also she's, like, promoting something. Why'd you make a face? Are you not a Olivia Rodrigo fan?
I don't think so.
I think maybe, like,
I like her music. I think she's so talented. But I don't know. Something I don't like.
Okay.
Not about her. She seems lovely, and she's so talented. But just, like, I don't know. I feel like she's been doing some stuff that I'm just meh.
Are you speaking in defense of Sabrina Carpenter?
Maybe. Maybe that's where it all starts for me.
That's interesting, because you're, like, a woman who defends other women.
Yeah, and all the stuff with Taylor, like, is so sus.
It's so weird.
And there's definitely beef.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
No, I agree. Okay. All right. So we're not casting her then. I guess we have to throw, like, a man in it. I could see, like, something now would be, like, the Jonas Brothers would do.
100%. It will be the Jonas Brothers. 100%.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers are getting, like, such a unique sort of, like, career angle where they're now just giving, like, you know, going to the opening of an envelope.
Very commercial, like, very, like, yeah, like, just selling every piece of their business.
Yeah.
But, like, I respect it. And at least they're still putting out good music.
No, it's true. At the end of the day, like, the Jonas Brothers do not put out bad music. It's just, like, bop after bop. They always work with Ryan Tedder. Like, they know what's good. So, you know what? You want to make TikToks and, you know, promote literally everything?
And, yeah, like, sure. Do a Waze collab and perform at Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Like, go ahead.
Yeah. Do a Waze collab. That's funny.
Like, they're selling, like, their voices, their speaking voice, their singing voice, their, like, everything. Yeah. They are for sale.
He's got Villa One.
But I also feel like
children's book.
But I feel like that's exactly why they got back together, was, like, expressly to make money. So go ahead and make money. They're all husbands and fathers, and, like, it's a business.
They also have a popcorn company.
Yeah. No, they're for sale.
Yeah. And you know what? Nobody understands that better than me, because one thing about me is, like, I can be bought. And apparently so can the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, wait. Now let's think of our third and final act.
Oh, so it's Jonas Brothers, Doja Cat. We need maybe, like, something, like, more rock. Honestly, like, it'd be pretty cool if it was, like, Post Malone or something. Oh,
yeah.
Like, no.
No, I can see it being, like, Travis Barker. He kind of is always popping up too at stuff.
Yeah, but Travis Barker doesn't sing. He's, no, like, a feature.
Blink-182.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
But do they have to play new music, or can they play, like, old stuff?
I think they could play old stuff.
Okay, I like that. That's, like, a kind of sickening lineup that we did.
Yeah.
Actually, you know who I could see actually doing it right now? Kelsea Ballerini.
100%.
That's a good call.
100%.
Percenta.
Or Kelly Clarkson.
I fucking wish. And I want that bitch in lingerie.
Totally. Wings.
I want to see that give her sexy wings. Ass bitch. I love that bitch. I love Kelly. Yeah. And she'll be like, I love that.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am. I'm like slurring my words. I'm really not okay. I'm like having a stroke. But I do feel better.
Good, good. Our fifth and final story, the microphone that Cardi B threw at a fan during the Vegas show is being auctioned for charity. So
that's good.
The microphone that she held out her fan during her show at Dre's Beach Club in Las Vegas is being auctioned for charity on eBay. Scott Fisher, whose company provided audio support for the show, as well as for a lot of nightclubs in Vegas, listed the mic Tuesday morning. And as of Thursday afternoon, the bid was at more than $99,000. In the description, he claimed, "We provide more than one microphone for this particular show and verified with the in-house crew which one was specifically used by Cardi for the show."
Got it. I at first thought it was like the person who found it on the floor and like was kicked out of the venue or whatever, auctioning it off for profit. But the fact that it's like really legit, that it came from the production guys, and that they're what charity?
The Wounded Warrior Project, which is dedicated to helping veterans and service members, and the Friendship Circle Las Vegas, which supports people with special needs.
Oh my God! You know, I used to volunteer with Friendship Circle New York. I love Friendship Circle.
Honestly, this at first I was ready to be like, oh my God, everyone tries to make a moment of everything. But you know what? This is all to the good.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I don't know, like, who the fuck is paying $100,000? Like, who has $100,000?
I have no idea.
I feel like it's, like, people, like, internet trolls kind of, like, bidding, but, like, you have to put down a credit card. You can't just, like, bid.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're just bidding because it's on eBay. Like, you will get charged if you win.
Right.
It could be, like, some of Cardi's biggest fans.
Yeah. I want to find the listing just, like, to see what's going on.
I mean, people are nutty. People spent, like, how much on that banana peel at Art Basel?
That's true.
At least you get a microphone for this with a little bit of a funny story behind it.
Jackie, do you know the brand of the microphone?
Sure.
It is a Shure microphone.
Oh, my God. Well, that's worth its weight in gold.
So there's 122 people who have bid on it. It's currently at 100,000. He has lots of pictures of him with the microphone. Oh, my God. This is the funniest thing ever. This is the Shure microphone shown in the viral videos Cardi threw at a person. There are literally tons of links to videos all over the internet. You can see in the videos the white tape across the bottom. My name is Scott. I'm the owner of The Wave. It is an audio company. We provide yada, yada, yada. I was encouraged to sell this mic, but decided I would try to do some good. 100% of the profit from the sale of this mic will be split evenly among two charities. The first is a local Las Vegas charity called Friendship Circle Las Vegas. The Friendship Circle is an organization that teens and young adults volunteer helping children, teens, and other young adults with special needs. And the second is Wounded Warrior Project.
Beautiful. That's
nice. Oh, but there's like, okay, then he like posted an update. "This very well may fall upon deaf ears to any bidders, but this is an actual serious auction and the money is going to a good cause. If you don't plan on paying for the item, please don't bid. If you want a piece of hip hop infamy and what has now become national and worldwide news, then please bid whatever you are willing to spend. Thanks."
Yeah, I guess like you could put your credit card in but could get declined.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, and then he gave another update yesterday that a company called LM Cases is going to donate a case for the microphone. The case that they are building is going to be more of a display type and will have a Lexan cover so the winner can display the mic in their office or wherever they decide to keep the mic. Thanks to Billy at LM Cases for this.
Yeah, so I don't know what anyone would care enough to do with this microphone and to spend that much money on it, really. But I like where their head's at.
No, this was like a really sweet thought.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Cardi B's tweet yesterday about the Orthodox Jews?
I did.
She's kind of losing her marbles.
Okay, you know what? I had totally forgotten about it until this very moment. Shout out, I saw it on Liz Hite's story. What the fuck? She was basically saying, like, come for me, I don't care, because I have Jewish lawyers.
Yeah, but what she posted on Twitter was a picture of two Orthodox Jews who are probably definitely not her lawyers.
No, they're like civilians like in the street.
Yeah, she like Google imaged Orthodox Jews, and then she just wrote caption, remember, dot, dot, dot. Because I think the charges, like, or whatever law, legal thing that was happening due to her throwing the microphone has been dropped. So I think that was her saying, like, because of my Jewish lawyers.
And I'm just, like, really not into it. Like, the incessant thing in celebrity culture, like, throwing Jews under the bus. Like, I'm really over it. And I need everyone to shut the fuck up and eat my fucking ass. Like, for real. My big, hairy Jewish ass that's not a lawyer. Like, seriously, stop. It's really starting to piss me off.
No, it was a very icky.
Like, I'm all about tweet. The jokes, but that wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't funny. And also, like, it was confusing. And when you just, like, post a picture of two Orthodox Jews without context, it's like,
you're inviting, like, all sorts of, like, hate speech.
Yeah.
No, I'm not into it. I feel like I'm always defending Cardi, but, like, she's actually pissing me off now with the microphone thing and now this. Like, it's because I just read The Nightingale. Like, sometimes I'm, like, okay to laugh stuff off. And when something is funny, like, I can acknowledge that it's funny. But, like, it wasn't funny. You're annoying and dumb and I hate you.
Yeah. No, it wasn't funny. And it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke.
I don't know what the point was.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't good. She's rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. First, you know, the assault.
Yeah.
Where, you know, now that I've had enough time, like, she was wrong. You know, at first I was really on her side, and now I'm like, actually, you were wrong.
Mm-hmm. She should buy the microphone if no one can actually pay for it.
Oh, my God, I love that idea.
And give the money to charity.
I love that idea.
And then we can wrap up this whole incident with a nice big bow.
With a nice bow. Mm-hmm. I love that, Jax. That's beautiful.
Except for the tweet. The tweet is the outlier.
Yeah, the tweet remains question mark.
Yeah.
All right, those are the fast five. Now I'm in a bad mood. Thanks, Cardi. I forgot about that.
Sorry, but you have some time off now. Good mood.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's talk.
Okay.
We're going to miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to see you, like, every minute of every day.
Yeah, I'm actually coming over after the podcast.
Can't wait to see you.
But, like, you're going to be back, of course. September 5th is when we return, guys. And we will be back with a hybrid. Jackie will probably be joining us at first once a week. And it just won't be the same without you, Jax.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm excited to see what you do with the show and make it your own with all the guest co-hosts. I'll be watching because the toast is a perfect, you know, new mama companion. So I'm excited to be a toaster. I'm excited to have updates for everyone and to embark on this next chapter. And I just want to thank everyone who has been so supportive of everything. Just, like, all the nice comments, messages I've gotten over the last 4 or 5 months. Like, you guys are seriously the best. Like, we have the best community. Yeah. We have the nicest fans. And I love you all. Thank you for all of the words of encouragement and prayers. It does not go unnoticed.
I think I speak for everyone when we say we wish you an easy, speedy, healthy, fabulous delivery. We will all be thinking about you. We will all be praying for you. I will be right next to you. Do you want me in the delivery room, by the way? We haven't even spoken about this.
I think that these days you are allowed 2 people, but no.
Please, please. Oh, my God. By the way,
literally, no. You're already so annoying. Like, with I told you once about a mucus plug, and you're like,
no, I would, by the way, I would take it so seriously. I would be so fucking quiet. I would just be like a butler to you, like, whatever you need. And then I'll be up top and, like, think about it. Like, it would be so amazing. Like, sisterly connection. We would be even closer than possible. And then think about all the content we could do.
No, we're not doing any fucking content.
No. Afterwards. I wouldn't take a single photo in the room, I swear.
Okay, 2 things. 1, I'll talk to Zach. And 2, it will depend what time of day it is, you know? Because if it's...
Yeah, oh. If it's the middle of the night, count
last out, time know? I gave birth in the middle of the... Well, by the morning, but I was in labor in the middle of the night. Like, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
You were in Boston.
I was?
Yeah, you were at a show.
I was.
You said you think you'd go to Boston.
Well, I don't have any plans for tour. I'm here. And just keep in mind, talk to Zach about it. And I just know I would be on my absolute best behavior. I would be just seriously like a courier. You need something, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
We would giggle.
You know what? I not even for any of reasons that like I couldn't handle you being there, but I don't know if you could handle it. And if you're already like not looking forward to the joys of pregnancy and childbirth, like I think it would be scarring to see me in like pain. Because you know, I like if I'm complaining about the degree of pain, like what it would mean for you.
But don't you think it would be so beautiful that I would be, like, I'd get pregnant that night? Maybe you'd inspire me, Jax.
Maybe, but I do know you, and I know that
Here's the thing. Think about it. I don't want an answer right now. Just think about it.
I will think about it. I will.
Cool. Talk to Zach. No pressure. But just tell me what time to be there.
Okay. I mean, if I knew, that would be great, but I don't.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, you guys, for the final time for a month. So dramatic. We're all going to be fine. We'll see you in a month. And
literally, go enjoy the rest of your summer.
Listen to Good Guys. Listen to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth.
Drink awesome shooters. Listen to awesome music. Fall in love. Soak up each other's. And we'll see you.
Soak up each other's awesomeness.
Soak up each other's awesomeness. And we'll see you at the end of summer.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast and Melania Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all places where we listen to podcasts. Find out, so Toast and 5-star review, but I've been feeling stunning and wickedly talented we are. Have a great summer. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Updates on, you know, what's going on with me. Updates on Jax. Like, follow us on Instagram at Jackie Ashray, at Girl With No Job, and at The Toast.
And love make sure you are a patron, because if you really miss us, that's where we'll be. If you sign up today, you will have content to last you. You could literally listen to an episode every minute.
A lifetime.
No, like, you could put it on and never turn it off. And by the time you turned it off, like, we would be back in studio.
Yeah, there's like 300 episodes.
But if you're already a patron, one, thank you. And two, that's where you can hear from us this month. We have some fun episodes planned, some fun episodes already in the can to get you through those last licks of summer.
Love ya. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.